Shalom to all. Today we're on Masechta Midos, Parakei Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalel, the last two Mishnahs in the Masechta. And today's Mishnah is Rilim Brischos Asbas Rachol Shishi Bezechta Fan Yuziv Gakon Bikar of Mamesh. Mishnah Gimel tells us Sheish Lashachas Hayu Bazara. There were six Lashachas or six chambers in the Azara. These were chambers that we have not yet mentioned. There were other chambers as well, but these we haven't mentioned yet. Shalosh Batzafim Shalosh Badarim. There were three in the north, three in the south. Again, which means three on the right side and three on the left side. Shebad Darim. The ones in the south, one on the left side. What were they called? Lishkas Hamelch, Lishkas Aparv, Lishkas Hamadich. Now explain what they did. Lishkas HaMelach, which literally means the chamber, the room of salt, Shom Hayu Naisim Melech LaKarbon, that's where the salt was stored for salting not the karbonos, but for salting the oirois, the hides of the karbonos. Then Lishkas HaParva, another lishka, which is right next to it, Shom Hayu Melechim Oirois Kachem, that's where they would actually salt the hide of Kachem. So they would take salt from the room next door, then bring it to Lishkas HaParva and salt the hides of the karbonos. And Valgaga, on the roof of Lishkas HaParva, Hayu Beis Tefila Kayin Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, there was a mikvah over there, which the Kohen Gadol used for the majority of his tevilos on Yom Kippur. Now, just an interesting note regarding the name of Lishkas HaParva. There's a Mechashef, a sorcerer, whose name was Parva, and he built this Lishka through sorcery, so that's why it's called Beis HaParva. Now, the Rav brings the Rambam, who says that who was this fellow? He actually wanted to witness the Kohen Gadol doing Avaida on Yom Kippur, so he tunneled his way in. They found him and killed him, though, and so either which way, this Lishkas HaParva is called by the name of this fellow. And lastly, for these chambers on the left-hand south side, Lishkas HaMedichin, which literally means the Lishka of rinsing or cleaning, Shesham HaMedichin Kirvei HaKachem, that's how they would rinse out the intestines or the stomachs of Kachem. And the reason why there's a special room for rinsing out the stomach or the intestines is because there's a lot of bile and matter that smells pretty bad, and so it had to have a special room for it, as opposed to washing of the rest of the parts of the Karbonos was able to be done outside in the Azara. Also, Misham, from there, Mesiba Oil Lagag Beis HaParva, there was a walkway or a staircase that went to the top of Beis HaParva that was right on the outside of Lishkas HaMedichim. Moving on to Mishnah Dalad, the final Mishnah of the Masechta, Shabbat Safain, these three chambers that were in the north on the right-hand side, so they were called Lishkas HaEitz, Lishkas HaGaila, and Lishkas HaGazes. Why were they called this Lishkas HaEitz? Amr Blazer Ben Yaakov, he says, Shechachti Mehayo Meshemeshes, I forgot what it was used for. However, Abba Shalom, he says, Lishkas Kohen Gadol, it was Lishka for the Kohen Gadol, meaning this is where the Kohen Gadol would live for the whole week before Yom Kippur, as we know from Sechaz Yuma that he was separated from his wife a week before Yom Kippur to learn all about the Avodah of Yom Kippur, so this is where he lived. That's what Lishkas HaEitz was for. And also V'yosah Chayrish Tehen, it was behind the other two, and V'gag Shlashtan Shaveh, their roofs were all equal. In other words, they were all the same height. The next one was called Lishkas HaGaila, Shom HaYabar Kavua. Here there was a set well, V'hagalgal Nasan Olav, and there was a wheel or a pulley system over it. When Mishama speak in Maim L'chol Azara, it was from this well the water was supplied to all the Azara. And the reason why it's called Lishkas HaGaila is because when they came up from Galus Bavel to begin rebuilding the second base of Mikdash, they dug this well on that spot. Now Lishkas HaGazes, what was this? This is where the great Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin of 71, that's where they sat and they judged the Kohanim. In other words, they looked into their lineage to make sure it was free and clear and everything was okay, and they're able to be Kohanim. Now we learned a little bit about this process. If they looked into the lineage of a Kohen and they found that it was possible, that there was something wrong with it, he would put on black, wrapped himself in black, and he would go out on his way. That's very embarrassing. Now, if no psol was found in his lineage, he would wear white and wrap himself in white, and he would go in and serve with his brothers of Kehanim. And they would make a yomtif, a feast, a festival, that a psol wasn't found in the offspring of Aron HaKohen. And this is what they would say, that a psol wasn't found in the Zara of Aron, blessed is he that he chose Aron and his sons to stand and serve in front of Hashem in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Hajj Nolach Masechas Midos. Mazel Tov finishing the entire Masechah together. Just like we Zechah finish this Masechah together, we should Zechah finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. We're going to stop it for the day. Pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Masechta Masechas Kinim, which is the last Masechta in Seder Kodshim. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.